This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we haven't talked to her in a while because, I think right now she's actually on she's somewhere in God's country at elevation. Joining us now is Paloma Capana, attorney at law. How you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm sitting here sort of bugged right now.
About?
The fact that they have cleared this cat that shot Ashley Babbitt. They're not telling us who he is. Ashley, it wouldn't have been so bad to me that they shot her if she hadn't been surrounded by police on the other side that were escorting her up the stairs.
The entire situation, top to bottom, is troublesome to me and has been since January 6th. And I'm hoping that we can, you and I, spread it out over the course of our next hour so that the listeners can understand why this is so disturbing, not only concerning Ashley Babbitt, but in the context of the past year and a half and questions of law enforcement, civilian accountability boards, and transparency.
Well, I mean, I guess the message we take away from this is that the people's house, if we go there, we're trespassing. Is that what we're, and we will be shot.
Yes. Yes. Listen, definitely, I think that that is the message. If from no one else than acting USCP, United States Capitol Police, Chief Yogananda Pittman, in her testimony to Congress immediately following the events of January 6th, she was clear that USCP is authorized to use legal force, that she would see to it that the officers have fresh training so that there is no confusion during any future events as to the use of lethal force. So even just, if you will, on that one group of statements by her, I have already sent off a Freedom of Information request to the United States Capitol Police looking for various clarifications, including copies of their policies. So a fairly detailed two-page Freedom of Information request. I will give your listeners the spoiler alert, Bill, that I'm seeing reports that the USCP believes that it is exempt from the Freedom of Information law. So we will see what they come back with as their response to it. But at the least, I have taken Pittman's testimony and Pittman's written statement and done a detailed Freedom of Information request to try to force the issue of would they provide this basic information or not. Now that we have yesterday's announcement concerning their quote-unquote findings of exoneration of the officer, I can send a second USCP FOIA to try to also obtain those details. But yes, maybe you and I can even start with who is Ashley Babbitt, in case there is someone listening who isn't sure. I tend to forget. I'm in a little bit of an insular world since January 6th. This is what I've been doing full time. And yesterday when I was out at a wonderful little local diner, I happened to make mention of my new book concerning the events of January 6th. And the person said, "What happened January 6th? At first split second, I thought, okay, wow, I'm out in the general public, right? And with a refresher, with a prompt concerning the Capitol, the person was right there. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, how interesting. Okay, great. You know, but Ashley Babbitt, so 35 years old, at the time of going to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, she was living in the San Diego, California area, married to her second husband, Aaron. Ashley Babbitt, a veteran of the United States Air Force, serving approximately 14 years, served in Afghanistan, served in Iraq, did an assignment also to the UAE. Four younger brothers, both of her parents are alive. When you look at her, as the videos start, if you will, it's hard to believe she's 35. Right? I mean, she almost looks like a teenager. She's very small, short, lightweight, thin. I was trying to sort out whether her hair was in ponytails, right? Split ponytails, not even like a single ponytail. And, you know, there she is in the hallway with a number of other people facing three uniformed officers. So to your point, Bill, of where you started, you know, I guess the people's house is not the people's house. I have been saying for 7 months, when did that happen? You know, where is the law that says that? Where were the notices posted to the facility to say even stepping on Capitol grounds is illegal on that date? Even going into the building on that date is illegal. How do we know these things as Americans? Does that make any common sense, right? And to me, it still doesn't. You know, if I had been there on January 6th and been part of that protest, I would not have known that it was illegal. The three officers who she is facing in the hallway are saying nothing to their credit. They are standing very calm, 100% silent, wearing masks during the pandemic, hands at their sides, no weapons drawn. They're not giving any kind of notification. They're simply, if you will, standing with their backs to the doors of the hallway. On the other side of the doors, you can see through the glass, there's stacked up furniture. There is absolutely no indication that a firearm is about to be drawn and discharged in a crowd. So just start with the first argument. At the very least, as a matter of law, any person who would have taken out a firearm in that setting, to me, you've got reckless endangerment. As soon as that trigger is fired, you've got negligent homicide at the least. And when we go through that video over and over and over, the person who fired that shot has the arms fully extended. He is a right-handed shooter.
Yep.
He steps from a door frame with the intention of shooting into a crowd. His angle, his line of sight is through that window, and he picks Ashley Babbitt as his target, with three police officers at that point having moved from having their backs to the door to having their backs to the wall behind her. So it's her, another physical body, three right. officers. The entire thing.
Hang on for me.
5 feet.
We'll pick it up on the.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We were talking to attorney at law Paloma Capana, and she was doing a moment by moment breakdown. Now, when you were talking about the dude when he popped out from playing whack-a-mole when he broke cover, and he wasn't he like at a 45-degree angle?
Yes. So he is inside the doors, immediately to the left, in another doorway. When you first see his firearm followed by his hands, followed by a bit of his wrist, you know, the thing that struck me initially about that video, nothing's changed in watching it, you know, a couple hundred times, is that it's a white shirt and a suit. He's not an officer in a uniform. He's a man in a suit. So, I mean, among the questions that I still have about January 6th is what role, what jurisdictions, USCP versus Secret Service versus DC Metro, both inside and outside the building. But what happens with the shooter, the right-handed shooter, is his firearm, his hand, his wrist comes out to shoot, and he has a problem with his gun. I think the magazine was not in properly, is my interpretation, because he has to take his left hand off, fiddle along the bottom as if the magazine had not been locked in place, and then put it back on the firearm. And in doing so, he then comes completely out of the door frame, so you can see the head, the face, the silhouette, you know, if you will. He picks his target and fires. And part of why I'm saying that we've got a reckless situation at the minimum is that you've got the safety glass, his selected target of Ashley Babbitt, and behind her, at best part of one person, and three uniformed officers.
Didn't they go guns up?
A handgun. You do not discharge a handgun in that situation.
No.
You simply do not. Right, because you could have ended up with a through and through. You could have ended up missing Babbitt or grazing her neck and killing a police officer. And then we're where? Then we're, oh, no, the rioters did it. I mean, it's a super messy situation. And at that point, the video is clear. The hallway is 100% clear of anyone. So me, I'm still looking for where's the ballistics report. I'm still looking for forensics. I'm still looking for an autopsy report. I'm looking for the DOJ, who in April said no civil rights violation instantly, quickly, and didn't release any official report, simply conclusions. And now USCP is saying justified use of force, and they won't give the name of the officer because the officer has already received specific and credible threats to his safety. Okay, so if the bad guys know the name of the officer, why can't the public? Right? I mean, if the officer is getting safety threats, then apparently his name is out to somebody. So is there a reason that we cannot understand the name of the officer, his record, his training, his years on the force? Has he discharged his firearm in the line of duty before? Right? Because the quotes from USCP are very specific, which, because I'm an attorney, always makes me then want to know the bigger question. Okay, he's never discharged his firearm at the Capitol. Great. Where else has he discharged it? Right? You know, and I'm not saying any of these questions by way of conspiracy theories. Right? I don't believe that an alien spaceship landed on top of the Capitol that day to make this craziness. I'm simply saying that these are routine matters that we have just spent a year and a half as a country going through riots, burning down government buildings, establishing free zones, having debates in various city and upward jurisdiction legislatures on police reform. And now you're going to tell me that the one person we would like to learn more about, we can't have any information.
Well, I mean, it definitely flies in the face of everything else they've been doing now, doesn't it? Because he shot a woman. I thought women were a protected class. I mean,
according to women, women don't even protect women. Where are the women's groups on this bill? And I thank you for throwing me that softball pitch, because that's the kind of thing that has me stomping up and down here on top of this 2,000-foot mountain where we own 100 acres, and I'm trying to do some zen, right, just remain calm at all times. But, you know, I feel a little bit more like I want to shout from the mountaintop, hypocrites. Because where are the women's groups on this? They're nowhere. They are exactly where they are on the fact that today, here in the state of New York, is the first day under the new leadership of Kathy Hochul. Governor Cuomo's term having come to its conclusion last night at 11:59 p.m. For what? Sexual misconduct, with detailed 168-page report, came out. 11 women, details. And what else did this report find? At least 5 women with as many references in the report as Cuomo. But what did those women say? Oh, we're not going to resign. We only did a little bit on coaching him how to stay in office. So the women's groups who say our lives are worth as much apparently don't really mean what they're saying. What is the lesson to pull out of this? I mean, are we saying that because she was divorced and on her second husband, she wasn't worth enough? Are we saying that because she was a veteran who now there's a petition online, she shouldn't be permitted to have any military death benefits? I mean, that happened pretty quick after January 6th. The smear campaign against Ashley Babbitt has been one of the best, most rapidly orchestrated smear campaigns of an American since the 70s.
You know,
who I tie back to is Anime Aquash and the American Indian Movement.
Well, so I want you to explain that when we get back. Explain the details of that particular incident when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. I would say plug the antique shop, but is it even open?
Just at the moment, I'm on top of the mountain. I'm on a book tour for my new book across the state of New York. And, wow, I tell you, it is great to be talking with people who are ready to do something to fight domestic terrorism legislation and the true political agenda coming out of January 6th.
We'll be right back talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CIA and U.S. military are conducting extraction operations to rescue Americans using helicopters and ground troops as the window begins to close for rescuing all people in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says at least 4,500 U.S. citizens have been evacuated from Afghanistan.
Over the past 24 hours, we've been in direct contact with approximately 500 additional Americans and provided specific instructions on how to get to the airport safely.
Nearly 90% of federal rental aid has not been distributed. That's according to the Treasury Department, which says roughly $5 billion of the $46 billion allocated has made it into the hands of tenants, landlords, or utility companies. The department saying most of it is still being held by state and local groups responsible for distributing it. USA Radio News. Delta Airlines is stepping up its efforts to get employees vaccinated against COVID-19, introducing measures including weekly testing requirements and a monthly health insurance surcharge for employees who don't take the annual vaccine of $200. A Democrat and Republican lawmaker make a trip that has many people on both sides of the aisle scratching their head.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Paloma Capana, and she was making a reference, and you had made that reference earlier, and I purposely did not look that up, simply because I want you to tell us about this comparison you're making.
Anime Aquash was a Mi'kmaq First Nation Indian from Nova Scotia, Canada, whose body was discovered at the Pine Ridge Reservation in the U.S. in 1976. She had been a very active participant in the American Indian Movement, or AIM, which time has shown us again and again had been infiltrated by the FBI. And the FBI used one of its very classic techniques within AIM, which was to sow seeds of paranoia and dissent and distrust among activist group members with each other. The initial autopsy said, oh, she died of exposure, a second autopsy done not long thereafter found a bullet lodged at the base of her skull in an execution-style gunshot wound. Initially, there was a position, oh, the body was unidentifiable. The FBI ordered her hands to be cut off from her body and sent off to Washington, D.C. for fingerprinting. I mean, it really is just a horrific story about the death of a woman that the women's movement in America has never taken any offense to or support of. And it wasn't until 2004 that Anahmé Aquash's body was finally released by the U.S. government to be returned home to her family. So you've got all these questions that still run around to this day. You know, the FBI has acknowledged, and Freedom of Information and various lawsuits and criminal trials, you know, that they planted the seed that she was an FBI informant when she wasn't, to create tension within the American Indian movement concerning her.
Right.
So, you know, you get this situation where here is Ashley Babbitt, who prior to January 6th, you know, is working, doing a pool supply company. And prior to that, some security at a nuclear facility in Maryland. And prior to that, you know, she's in USAF, right? 2004 until 2016, she's even awarded the Iraq Campaign Medal for spending at least 30 consecutive days or 60 non-consecutive days actually inside the border of Iraq as part of our mission. And now she somehow has become this highly disputed, highly politicized death, and there's nothing but smoke and mirrors. And once again, just like Anahmé Aquash, how long are we going to have to wait? 30 years, 40 years? You know, for basic information to come forward.
Well, I mean, heretofore, before this happened, right,
mm-hmm.
when Kavanaugh was up for confirmation, when they were holding hearings on that, they had people actively pounding on the doors, women actively pounding on the doors, because they had a rape claim where she couldn't tell him when, where, or how.
Mm-hmm.
What part of the day? Was it night? What room? Mm-hmm. What house? None of that. And yet they showed up there and they were, you know, they were sort of, they were far more threatening of the people there, I would have thought, than they were on January the 6th.
We're looking at USCP. $500 million annual budget.
Right.
We're looking at an office that has only three persons constituting their entire oversight board, and not a civilian among them. Those three persons being the sergeant at arms of the House, sergeant at arms of the Senate, and architect of the Capitol. Now, all three of those men did testify in the hearing in February and March before Congress. That was the first time since 1945 that those three men, those three holders of those positions, had testified before Congress at the same time. Also sitting there is the person who was chief of police, USCP, on January 6th, the man named Stephen Sund. Okay, collectively, these four men give a tremendous amount of very detailed testimony about January 6th. There is not a single question put to them about Ashley Babbitt's death. There is not a single sentence of testimony delivered during the hearing about Ashley Babbitt's death, and there's not a single sentence in their written testimony concerning Ashley Babbitt's death. That is how insignificant this woman is to the Congress of the United States of America, even. A United States citizen was shot and killed. Maybe she was, and maybe she wasn't guilty of a crime. We will never know, because Ashley Babbitt was not given the opportunity to stand trial to defend herself as to why was she in the Capitol in that place at that time. She was never indicted by a grand jury. She's never been charged. No evidence has been presented. The government has not satisfied any burden of proof. She was simply selected as the target and killed on January 6th. 7 months later, we not only have no accountability, we have an attorney for the officer, an attorney named Mark Schammel, calling his client a hero.
A lifesaver.
Yeah.
Right? He saved lives.
But we equally will never know that because we have no testimony from anybody on either side of that door concerning the events of January 6th. The officer was not called to testify to Congress. We do not even know his name.
Right.
The people who were on, if you will, Ashley Babbitt's side of the door, not a single person who has either been charged or not charged, but was inside the Capitol on January 6th, was called to testify. The three officers with their back to the doors, who in unison, without any spoken word to each other, move from having their back to the door to their back to the wall. So I'm assuming they're on an earpiece that would simply have made sense to me, right? So they're told, step aside. That's what logic dictates, basis the actions, and out steps your shooter, who acts as the judge and the jury, and executes Ashley Babbitt. We have guys in Guantanamo Bay who have had how many years and how many lawyers and how much taxpayer money, but stations like CNN and MSNBC think nothing of saying that Ashley Babbitt, essentially, in sum and substance, deserved what she got because she was there.
Tell everybody how to find the book.
2ampatriots.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. It's now out anywhere you'd like to find it. The book is The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impact? The Second Amendment Movement.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. So are you at 2,000 feet or at 3,000 feet? I thought you were at 3,000 feet.
2,000.
Okay. I still 2,000. Up there. I still up
yes.
there.
It is. You know, we have views that span off about 60 miles. And because our 100-acre farm is the entire top of the mountain, you know, depending on where you're hiking, you've got views in 360 degrees. And it's just lovely at night. You can hear the coyotes calling to each other across the various peaks and valleys. And two nights ago, we had some, probably inside of 100 yards easy, who realized that we were here and sent up their song.
Yeah.
Bill's not liking that.
Well, I mean, you know. I mean, I'm still the whole thing when you said the softball question I asked you, because
yes.
You have a level of expertise on a couple of things that I'm not really even pitching. I'm just reaching out in the dark trying to find some moment where you can make sense for me as to what some of these things that happened, because from everything I know about Congress and about the execution of the operation of Congress, mm-hmm. There's never been a moment when they said there couldn't be somebody in Congress on a day when they're certifying an election result.
And I think perhaps the best argument of how could any of us possibly have known that is they were running it live on how many channels? right? So the United States Senate could have invoked Rule 21 and made a motion for secrecy, right, in the chambers. They didn't do that, and of course they shouldn't have done that. I'm simply saying, you know, it's not that they don't have a procedure available to themselves to shut themselves off from the world, but, you know, we're watching it live on how many channels? The gallery is empty. Why is the gallery empty? I don't know. I mean, go see it. The law allows for the Electoral College process, the counting process, to be completed within a period of 5 days. Congress had it scheduled for 1 day. Two sets of objections had been completed. There were still five more states. And after they reconvened at approximately 8 p.m. that night, after the building was cleared, the other objections were never finished. So you need both a member of the House and a member of the Senate to actually make your objection, to lodge it properly, and then to have your debate and discussion and so forth. And although there had been two properly raised prior to the Capitol breach, after the Capitol is deemed secured and, you know, go ahead, proceed, Congress was not focused on its job. The members were not focused on completing the business of laying the record of objections to several more of the state's Electoral College pieces. Now, not that I want to spin any conspiracy theory, but if I was going to write a novel as opposed to a research paper, right, if I was going to take the path of like a Tom Clancy and write a novel set on January 6th, where I would have set the plot is what happened to the electoral ballots during those 7 hours. There's an actual official box made out of mahogany. I've looked it up, even the dimensions, and we've studied it. And Kevin, who, my Kevin, is a woodworker, we're going to make a trip specifically to Washington, D.C. to see the box. The ballots were in there. Well, the box walks out. You know, I happen to be watching just the right channel that the box walks out of the chamber. How about that for a question of the accounting? Wouldn't that be so much easier than actually jerry-rigging national election results in terms of voter total? Anyway,
well,
it's just a thought to give our, just to give the listeners a moment of levity, right? Because there really are incredibly serious questions that are raised concerning January 6th. We may start to get some answers on the legal front September 8th. So everyone does need to tune in September 8th. Judge Maeda will be issuing rulings concerning some motions to dismiss several of the charges, including this bogus obstruction of Congress charge that the U.S. DOJ has placed against several individuals that they are tagging as oath keepers. So motions have been flying around, answering papers, reply papers, and so forth. So September 8th, the public should also be aware the proceedings are available for you to dial in on your telephone. You can listen to the proceedings in the courtroom, and I would encourage people to do so. Hugely illuminating. The most recent piece that I listened to was the bail bond hearing for Joseph Hackett. He would be, quote-unquote, oathkeeper number 20 that they have charged so far. He was released from pretrial hold on Monday. DOJ has been changing its narrative the whole way along. The new narrative, what they were pitching in Judge Maeda's courtroom on Monday, is that he was radicalized. Sitting listening to the hour of this hearing, I swore I was listening to charges against someone in Guantanamo Bay.
Have you, I'm curious because you've been looking at this whole thing. They've been talking about oath keepers.
Yeah.
Have you seen the poll that came out of, I believe, USA Today, where they're talking about the armed, there's been supposedly 600 and something armed protests. And the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters and the Oath Keepers, in those, they're the ones holding the protest, which I've never seen an Oath Keeper. I've never seen an Oath Keeper in the flesh. I've never seen one. I mean,
oh wow, okay.
They don't walk around wearing a hat saying I'm an Oath Keeper. They actually sort of secret squirrel about that. Well.
In New York, they do.
In most other places.
Of keepers in New York.
But I mean, when they showed up in Ferguson, You know, there was four Oath Keepers. Now, those Oath Keepers, that when they showed up strapped. They weren't out there with signs or anything. They showed up in plate carriers. They had weapons. They were very courteous. They spoke with everyone. They did nothing. And very shortly after that, I think like the next night, nobody showed up in Ferguson.
Right.
But they're really going after the Oath Keepers for some reason. They're going after all these things. And in the meantime, there was like 35 supposed Antifa and BLM non-armed protests where nothing happened. Because they're so nice. They're so cute and fuzzy. So it's quite the narrative they're trying to build for themselves. But it is definitely... I don't even have enough time to ask you this. So I'm going to ask you the question. And maybe you could come back later on this week. Or maybe next week. So here's the question. In 2024, after we've after Schumer is crying in his oatmeal because he's no longer the leader of the Senate, Nancy Pelosi has taken a big gavel and gone home, and Joe Biden now gets to watch the Matlock marathons all the time because either President Trump is back or President DeSantis is now in the seat. Should we go after all of this malfeasance full bore? And if so, how? You don't have time to answer that. I want you to mull that one over as you sit there at 2,000 feet above sea level on your tour.
I'll give you the teaser, though. The teaser would be I become White House counsel and I begin by an investigation of the U.S. DOJ.
I like it. I like the whole idea. I would like to be your driver. I just want to be your driver. That's all I want. I don't have to advise you. I don't want to be a confidant or anything. I just want to be your driver.
Yeah, you want to hear everything I say off air, right?
Yes, right. That's exactly right. I just want to be on the inside. So thank you very much, and my regards
thank
to your
you,
family
Bill.
That you're out there with, and good luck on the book tour one more time. How do they find the book?
2ampatriot.com and wherever books are sold.
Paloma Capana, attorney at law, and antique dealer when she's down south in beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, where the roadblocks have been taken up and you can both leave and go into town now. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.